Greetings, everyone. I am Renee. I am the co-author of the book, The Tithing Hoax, Exposing the Lies, Misinterpretations, and False Teachings about Tithing. And I'm also the co-founder of thetithinghoax.com and your hostess with the mostest for the Tithing Hoax podcast. For those of you who are not familiar with me or familiar with the Tithing Hoax, this podcast is pretty much, well, I'm actually relaunching this podcast. This is my first time on iTunes. Prior to this, the podcast was only available on the Tithing Hoax website. But I decided to get back into my Tithing Hoax activities and to use this platform to reach a larger audience and to spread the message of truth about this controversial and greatly misunderstood practice called tithing. Tithing, as it is understood or misunderstood in the modern day Christian church, is that Christians must pay 10% of their income to God. Now, I'm using this podcast pretty much as an extension of the book as well as the website, and it's an opportunity for me to answer questions that people have about tithing. It's also an opportunity for me to expose and correct the false teachings about tithing, and also to give my commentary on some issues that are related to the topic of tithing. You know, so the question then becomes, like, why? Why tithing? And one of the reasons why myself and my co-author, Cynthia, decided to write the book and create the website is to address much of the confusion surrounding this particular topic and this practice. You have an ongoing debate or division over whether Christians should tithe. On one side of the fence, you have people who say that Christians should tithe, that God commands or even demands that Christians tithe, and they use biblical scriptures to support their position. On the other side of the debate or the fence, you have those people who say no, that this so-called practice of tithing, or this practice as is practiced in the Christian church today, is actually not biblical, and Christians are not required to pay tithes, are not required to pay God 10% of their income, and people like that base their position on biblical scripture as well. And myself and Cynthia, we fall into that category. And then there are those people who are caught in the middle of the debate, who are straddling the fence because they're not sure where the truth lies. When you have people who are for tithing, who are quoting scriptures, and they seem to know what they're talking about because they're quoting scripture. Then you have people who say, no, you don't have to do this. And, you know, people like myself, we're using the Bible to support our position. So how is it you have these two groups of people who are both utilizing the Bible to support their positions, and both groups of people stand firm that what they're saying is true? So who is right? Who is exact? Who is correct in what they're saying? Now, what we want to do here is to present the truth as simply and as plainly as we possibly can. not opinion about what the tithe is, what the biblical tithe is, but to present the truth as according to what is actually in the Bible and what the Bible says and what the Bible means by what it says. This topic is crucial. It's a critical topic, not because it's just some type of intellectual or theological debate to engage inquiring minds. This is a topic that touches people on a very personal level. It affects people financially, emotionally, and spiritually, because you're dealing with their money, you're dealing with their faith, and you're dealing with their relationship with God, the Most High. And my position is that the false teachings about tithing are causing people unnecessary suffering in the area of their finances, in their emotional life, and in their spiritual life. And it has to stop. There's no way to justify these false teachings. People are suffering, many Christians are suffering, under this tithe doctrine, as I call it. They're suffering financially because there are people who simply can't afford this mandatory 10% of their income being taken out of their paycheck every week, every other week, every month, however. But they feel they have to do that. So some people rob Peter to pay Paul. There are people who have neglected to take care of their household expenses, their household responsibilities in order to pay tithes. Lights get turned off. They get shut off notices. They miss the payment on their rent. And people do all sorts of things in the name of trying to pay tithes, in the name of God. People suffer emotionally, because with financial burden often comes stress. They're stressed out financially. Fear. They fear that if they don't pay tithes, God is going to punish them or the devil is going to get them. So they have this fear. So it affects them emotionally. People are affected spiritually, because on many levels, for one, the tithe doctrine, particularly as it is intertwined with the prosperity gospel, it has a way of distorting people's perception of who or what God is. And it makes the relationship that Christians have with God one of a conditional relationship. In other words, it portrays God as this being that is saying, look, if you do not hand over 10% of your income, I don't want to have anything to do with you. You're not going to get any blessings from me. So if you want something from me, you got to up that 10% of your income. Really? Is that who or what God is? That's how God operates? Is that a loving God? No. What that is a distortion of God as presented to the world through a distorted false doctrine. It also creates a spirit of greed within the body of Christ. Because now people are looking at God simply for what God can do for them. And they will pay tithes, these so-called tithes, so they can get something back. So checks will just show up in their mailbox. something miraculous would happen. They'll just start finding money and, you know, $1 million would just fall out the sky. That's why critics have called specifically the prosperity gospel a Christian lottery. Because that's the mentality. The mentality with tithes, the mentality of the spirit of greed, or the mentality that's associated with tithes, is pretty much the same mentality people have when it comes to gambling or when it comes to the lottery. They're going to up money with hopes they're going to get something back. I will go to the convenience store, put in, you know, buy $5 worth of lottery tickets or scratch offs and hope I can maybe win $25 here, or $100 here, or maybe $1,000. I will go ahead and pay these tithes, hoping, believing, having faith, I'm going to get out of debt. That one day I'll wake up and my debt will be gone. That my Mercedes would just be paid off. And all this sort of foolishness. So that's a spiritual impact that this type of doctrine, this tithe doctrine, this false doctrine has on people. It distorts people's perception of God, and it corrupts the relationship that people have with God, and it breeds a spirit of greed within a lot of people. You know. So this first episode, or this relaunching of the podcast, what I'm doing is just pretty much laying the foundation for what you can expect in future episodes of the podcast. This is about just spreading the light of truth about tithes. The truth shall set you free. The truth is uncomfortable. The truth is sometimes painful. The truth will challenge you, will challenge your beliefs. On the other side of that truth is freedom. Freedom from the financial, emotional, and spiritual bondage of the tithe doctrine. And that's what this podcast is about. It's what our website is about. It's what the book, The Tithing Hoax, is about. Is to eliminate the confusion and give people a peace of mind to know that their relationship with God is not predicated on 10% of their paycheck. A loving God is not determining whether you are a good person or bad person, a good Christian or bad Christian, based on whether you pay 10% of your income to a church or ministry. On this podcast, I promise you, we're going to keep it real. We're going to be straight up. And we will pull no punches. Playtime is over. And God is no longer winking at our ignorance. And in this day and time, there is no reason for people to still be ignorant about this tithing issue. Ignorant, meaning the root word of ignorant, is ignore. In this day and time, there's no reason to ignore the truth because it's so plain and simple. The Bible makes it very clear and very plain and simple about what the tithe is. Simple enough to where a 5-year-old child can understand. But when you have so many false teachings out there, it's easy to confuse people. And so what we have done is that we've decided to cut through the confusion and to present the truth as plainly and as simply as we possibly can. So, this is just an overview, just a teaser. And in coming episodes, upcoming episodes, once again, I'm going to answer questions about tithes that people have sent us and continue to send us about this issue. I'm going to expose and correct the false teachings about tithing, and also share some commentary on some issues that relate to tithing. So in the meantime, if you want to learn more about us and what we do and what we're about, please visit thetithinghoax.com. There you will find information about the book and also our blog. And we strongly encourage you to sign up for the blog. We have a lot of teachings on there about tithing and commentaries, and we have videos and additional podcasts and so forth. So sign up if the Spirit so moves you. And you can also check out our videos. We have a lot of videos up on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube, you can just type in The Tithing Hoax. All our videos will show up. And we're also on Twitter. Actually, I'm barely on Twitter because I hardly ever tweet. We do have a Facebook page. But all the information is on our website at thetithinghoax.com. So, you know, I look forward to sharing with you and spreading truth on this and having a discourse with you on, about this. If you have any questions, just email us at info@thetithinghoax.com. And in the meantime, I wish you well, and I wish you peace and blessings and prosperity. And until next time, I am R. Renee, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.